Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. A rash of suicides in recent weeks on the island of Nantucket has prompted mental health officials, community advocates there, to organize a forum tonight on how to take steps to try to prevent suicides. One of the organizers is the executive director of Family and Children's Services of Nantucket, Tess Pearson. She says the cluster of suicides on the island involves a similar demographic, and that will be a focus tonight.
Over the last 7 weeks, we have had 6 deaths by suicide, which is very worrisome for us. Given our small population and the frequency, it's men over 45, typically white, and in a trade of some sort.
And as you probably know, what we've read about this is that it's the largest population nationally that appears to be at risk of suicide.
That is true. Nationally, we see a lot of life transitionings happening around there related to health, work, retirement. Those kind of stressors do put people at higher risk for thinking about suicide and approaching depression.
And is it typically something that seems very sudden to their loved ones, or how do they describe it?
I would say that many people had thought that they had had some challenges recently, but minimized the extent of their worry about these people. They would say, yeah, there were some things going on, but they seemed okay. They seemed all right, which is part of the worrisome thing about suicide, is really trying to have some of those conversations, those honest conversations about seeing if people are at risk and thinking about it.
But how do you do it if even the people close to them don't seem to recognize that there are, you know, risk factors being exhibited?
I think there are a lot of myths that talking about suicide puts people at risk. And I could say not a lot of people feel comfortable asking directly, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are you thinking about committing suicide? Can be a really tough conversation to have.
What's the population in the winter?
Somewhere between 11,000 and 12,000.
And what's that compared to in terms of the summer?
Goes up to 80,000.
So many of us probably don't know what Nantucket looks like in the winter. Describe it for me and you know, what's happening there. What's the economy like?
You know, there are a core group of people that have year-round work that you would see in any rural community. There is also a huge majority of people that work seasonally, and they work 7 days a week, over 10, 12 hours a day, April through August, and then largely stay unemployed for the off season. There's also a lot of challenges financially.
And that's got to be a big contributing factor.
It most definitely is a contributing factor. We anticipate having crisis go cyclically. We see it at the beginning of the summer season, at the end of the summer season, and around the holidays, usually after the holidays. This year, it's picked up quicker.
Aside from directly asking someone if they're thinking about hurting themselves, I mean, are there some other prevention measures that you can put in place that you feel would really help?
Having the honest conversations and avoiding substance use, we know helps. We also know staying busy, having structure helps. The kind of isolation that can happen in the winter of working or not working and being at home is not conducive to anyone's mental well-being.
And if you are able to make a dent in this and tell people what to do to take some preventative steps, are there enough services on the island to deal with this?
No, there isn't. All of the private practitioners, when asked, would largely say that their caseloads are full. And I believe that the Department of Mental Health is looking for different ways to supplement and fly people over and bring over more providers so that when we start having these questions and getting more people into treatment, that we have the services to provide them with that treatment.
Tess Pearson, Executive Director of Family and Children's Service of Nantucket, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for your time.